Talking about consistency, one of those guys that did it for many years as a wide receiver of the Miami Dolphins, now the voice of the Miami Dolphins, Jimmy Cephalo, joins us on the Metro PCS hotline. Jimmy, how are you? How are you doing in the offseason?
Oh, pretty well, John. I mean, it's been an unusual offseason in a lot of ways, but I'm missing football already. I'm missing the Dolphins season. I'm looking forward to 2014. You know, I'm glad we have people in place. There were some questions there, but now Dennis Hickey is there and ready to go, and we go from that point forward.
Yeah, we're missing football too. Just watching the Super Bowl last Sunday in Seattle, what a dominating performance, 43-8 over the Denver Broncos. And Jimmy, do you think the Miami Dolphins were trying to get there? And you talk of terms of team speed defensively. Do you think year two will be a little bit different when you look at what the Dolphins did defensively last offseason, trying to get Ellerby and Wheeler involved, trying to get more team speed with Deion Jordan possibly playing more snaps on the defensive side of the football? That'll help guys like OV and Cam Wake and Rashad Jones in the back end. Do you think that's where the Miami Dolphins are going or heading on the defensive side of the football?
It seems to be. I mean, and really that's where the league is going, isn't it? And we're a copycat league. You look at Brent Grimes, and hopefully the Dolphins re-sign him with great speed at the corner. You know, football teams are built from the outside in. When you look at people who are paid well, cornerbacks, outside linebackers, defensive ends, left tackles, they're people who can get to the outside or affect the outside of a football field. And so that's the way I would try to build a team. And it looks like the Dolphins are in pretty good shape in that area. If Deion Jordan is the guy we think he's going to be, he fills one spot. Cam Wake, we know what he can do. Grimes, again, I think he'll be signed. At least I certainly hope so from the outside. But you need, you know, perhaps another cornerback. Who knows where you go with that position. And then you've got to take care of your offensive line and protect Tannehill with the left tackle. That's for certain. In fact, you may have to replace four-fifths of this offensive line. So I don't think the Dolphins are really that far away. I mean, people laugh when I say that, but I don't think it's much of a chuckle. I mean, you're 8-8 this year, and I think you can wind up with a 3-game, 4-game swing next year with some key components.
And, Jimmy, that very well could have happened in 2013 with all the one-score games the Miami Dolphins were in. That 8-8 record could have been much better. Speaking with the voice of the Miami Dolphins, former Dolphins wide receiver Jimmy Cephalo, let's talk about the inside of the Miami Dolphins. Now, you mentioned the offensive line, possibly four new starters going into 2014. Obviously, that's where this football team needs to start. But I'm going to stay inside and go from offensive line to possibly running back and make that joined at the hip, I guess, because you can't have one maybe without the other.
No, you can't. You know, will Lamar Miller be the guy we think he can be? You talk about speed, he's certainly got it. And that's the exciting part of him, but I'm not sure that when you look at Seattle, where did they go with it? They've got that power back in Marshawn Lynch, and we really don't have that back. When you look at third and short and fourth and short last year, the Dolphins had some issues. I like the idea of Lamar Miller as a very quick back who can break things at a moment's notice, but you also need that real beast, to borrow Marshawn Lynch's moniker, that you can pound away and pick up third and short and pick up fourth and short and rely on a football game where it's bad weather when we're in New England or we're in Buffalo to be able to pound away with football and do that when it's the fourth quarter and you're up by 7 points and need to sustain a drive. I think that's a key component. It's something that Dolphins have been missing.
I do too. Third and one, goal line, red zone, all those things. You need somebody that can pick up those tough yards and maybe sometimes create their own holes or their own space within the running game. Year three, Jimmy, for Ryan Tannehill, the quarterback. The most important thing for me is that he's been under center for 16 games in his first two seasons. And with the maturity level, a new offense with Bill Lazor coming in, the quarterback coach from the Philadelphia Eagles, maybe that's what Ryan needs. He needs maybe a new look at a different offensive game plan, a different scheme around him to maybe, one, challenge him, but two, to maybe broaden his horizons as a quarterback.
Well, maybe so. I mean, if you look at someone like Russell Wilson, for example, same year, same draft, you know, 2 years under the belt, Russell winds up with the championship team. He's got, obviously, a tremendous defense, a wonderful running game that surrounds him. What does Ryan Tannehill not have that Russell Wilson has? And the answer is absolutely nothing. He has a stronger arm. He's extraordinarily smart. He seems to be a really wonderful leader. He can run the football. He's mobile. So, you know, quarterbacks, and this goes to the Peyton Manning discussion too. Quarterbacks are 1/22nd of a team. Do they weight out a little heavier than that? Sure they do. But football isn't basketball, where one player, LeBron James, represents 20% of the entire team on the field and can turn a game, can turn a season. And so when you look at Daniel, he simply needs some help around him. He needs an offensive line. He needs a running back who can produce a tough yard and sustain a drive when necessary. Tannehill's got all the abilities. And I'd go toe-to-toe and compare with anybody, a Russell Wilson to a Ryan Tannehill, and I'd probably take Ryan every time. You know, so it's the surrounding pieces that need to be bolstered and improved by this football team to be able to get to where they want to go.
Voice of the Miami Dolphins, Jimmy Cephalo. Jimmy, one more for you. Biggest area of improvement in 2014, is it rush defense? Is it offensive scoring? Or is it maybe creating the connection with Tannehill to Wallace down the field for the big play ability?
Yeah, it's all of those
things. A, B, really and C.
Yeah, it's a 1A, two A and 3A. You got to stop the run better. I was really surprised by the inability of the Dolphins to consistently stop the run last year. With this defensive, front four, I thought they'd be able to do it, and it didn't happen. Whether or not the linebackers didn't perform up to the level is something for somebody else to say. But that's got to be the first thing you got to do. You cannot win NFL football games by having a porous run defense. You can't. You've got to be able to stop the run. And you've got to be able to run the football yourself. Dolphins didn't do that well. And then the connection. But that, to me, is the thing that's most easily corrected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look so many times at Tannehill to Wallace, and Wallace was open. Can he run better patterns? You bet you can. But Tannehill's got to be more accurate. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, I agree with you. It just seems like the Dolphins left so many points on the football field, Jimmy.
They did.
And when you're averaging 19 and change, it's a difference between an 8-7, 8-9 win season or 10-11, 12 win season.
Yeah, if you can get to that 24, 25 points, you've got a great shot at winning a lot of games and hosting up your run defense. But I kept saying in the broadcast booth, just overthrow him one time. One time I want you to overthrow him.
Yeah.
And he eventually did. But, Duper used to say to Marino, Danny, you can't overthrow me. Try.
Right.
Just go ahead and try. And there was a great message sent there. And the competitive nature was Danny kept trying to overthrow him, and damn it, he couldn't do it. It was that fast.
And he kept catching him right on his fingertips. If it not a helmet, it was on his fingertips, right?
Yep, he sure did. And in a time when Danny finally could overthrow him, Duper knew it was time to retire.
He went back to Jacksonville. Hey, great listening to you all season long, and nice to catch up with you in the offseason. The voice of the Miami Dolphins, Jimmy Cephalo. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
You got it.